ABC Radio Australia.
Well, health authorities in Fiji have delivered more bad news overnight concerning the country's COVID-19 outbreak, announcing 121 new cases of the virus, yet another daily record. One of the features of the daily COVID updates for the last few weeks is what is referred to as the Navy Cluster. It reportedly started late last month when it's alleged a large group of naval officers attended a funeral in breach of restrictions. Despite the rising number of infections linked to the gathering, there's been no official explanation of what's happened and whether anyone has been disciplined. Some people are asking for answers, especially when members of the public are being arrested and charged daily for breaching coronavirus restrictions. Liam Fox reports.
According to the daily updates, nearly 50 new COVID-19 infections have been linked to what's called the Navy Cluster in the last week alone. It all began last month when, according to reports, more than 50 naval officers from the Walu Bay Navy Base attended a funeral service in Nausori, just outside the capital Suva. Witnesses told Pacific Newsroom they visited the funerals in groups of 20 and, while at the service, drank kava from the same bowl using the same cup. That would have been in breach of restrictions on funeral gatherings that limit attendance to just 10 people. The Permanent Health Secretary, Dr. James Fong, appeared to reference the event in his daily briefing on the 28th of May, just days after it's alleged to have happened, when he said funerals were the most troublesome spreader events.
Our investigations have indicated that in some instances, some of these funeral gatherings went up to 100 persons. And what was done was that they split up the 100 persons into five bubbles of 20 persons in order to appear to comply to the requirements of funeral gathering. We need to stop twisting and turning our COVID-safe measures to suit our own personal agendas.
That's the most anyone from the government or military has had to say about the event. But there are those who want answers, like opposition MP Linda Tambuya.
To date, there are still no answers forthcoming from the military, from the government, the Minister for Defence himself, as to what has happened to those officers.
In Parliament recently, she tried to ask the Minister for Defence, Inia Seruiratu, what happened.
He just got on his feet and lectured us in Parliament about, why are you targeting the military officers? Why are you targeting the Navy? They're working so hard to, you know, to contain COVID and to do their part. So it was very defensive. There was no responses in terms of our queries.
The commander of the Fiji military also responded to Ms. Tambuya's queries, sort of. In a statement, Rear Admiral Viliami Naupoto said she should apologise to the military frontliners and their families who are selflessly fighting this invisible and deadly disease. He did not refer to the funeral incident at all, either to confirm it or deny it. Ms. Tambuya says she won't apologise and maintains the military needs to be more transparent.
We see every day members of the public are breaching protocol measures, are breaking curfew, and they've been lugged into court and their pictures in the paper charged with offences. So, you know, if the law is going to apply, it needs to apply equally to everyone.
One person with an insight into the culture of the Fiji military is Seremiah Tuitethi. He served as an officer for more than 30 years and retired in 2013.
Maybe the commander has been told not to comment. If he reveals a lot of this, then his job is on the line. That's the culture that we have in this country.
Mr. Tuitethi says soldiers are doing valiant work to support the effort to contain the spread of COVID-19. But he agrees the military needs to be more transparent when it comes to possible breaches of restrictions.
They are civil servants. You know, they're paid for by taxpayers' money, which means that the paramount thing in their job is that they should be responsive to the people they are paying, the public. But unfortunately, that's not the case in this country.
The ABC has contacted the Fiji military, the Ministry of Defence and the Minister for Defence for comment, but there's been no response.
Liam Fox reporting there.